It's recording.
Okay, thank you. Okay, my name is Sonny Papowski. I'm the chair of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer, and Stormwater Rate Board. I believe all five members of the board are present. I'd like to call the meeting to order. We have a pretty short agenda today, but of course, if anyone has any other comments, any other participants or members of the public have any comments, we'll be happy to take those at the after we do our necessary business here. First, Abby, I'd like to ask you to introduce the minutes from our November 9th meeting.
Sure, Sonny. So having reviewed the minutes, I would ask the board to approve them unless there's any question or comment about that.
So
I'll move to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, Tony moves and Deb seconds. Any discussion or comments on the minutes? Hearing none, I'll take a vote on that. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that's approved 5-0. The next item on our agenda was just, I would, either Dan and I can just report on the results of our decisions at the last, whoa, I'm sorry, I just lost you. Hello?
I can still see you, Sonny.
You can see me, can you, and you can hear me too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I got you back. Okay, I lost you there for a minute. If as you see in the minutes that you reviewed, we did make two matters at our last meeting. One was the amendment to our regulations regarding the use of the simple model. That model was developed, well, a model at least one comparable to the one that Ed Marcus prepared for our use, that we will use in future rate proceedings. And that the purpose of that is to avoid any problems like we had a few years ago when we were relying on a much more complex model prepared by the department at the end of the proceeding. This will allow us to use our own model at the end of the proceeding to set forth the revenue requirements at the end of the case. I think that'll be an improvement in our regulations. The second change there were no objections to that. There was no request for a public hearing on that regulation, and it then became a part of our regulations as a matter of law, I guess on December 12th. Is that correct, Dan?
Yes, that's right.
So that's now part of our regulations going forward. We also approved a modification to our internal procedures regarding the requirements that any members of the board would notify the public of any of any relationships we might have, official or financial relationships that, with any participant or party in the case that might affect the results in the case. And that was approved, a sentence was added to our internal procedures. And that was done at our meeting. And that became part of our internal operating procedures at that meeting. So we did discuss those previously. And I want to thank again the department counsel, Andre and Carl, and also Rob Ballinger from Community Legal Services for their assistance in developing those resolutions, which put an end to the appeal of a prior rate proceeding by the public advocate. And that appeal was subsequently withdrawn. As reported in our minutes from the last meeting. Are there any questions or discussions about those changes in our regulations and procedures, members of the board? We don't have to take any further action on that. That was just for reporting purposes. The only other matter that...
I'm sorry, I just wanted to say, just so everybody knows, the changes are in the about, on the about page of the rate board's website. We are going to post, Stephen is working on posting the amended and restated complete versions there as well. But the changes themselves both were attached to the minutes that were just approved and are already there on the about page.
The only other matter of business that I had on the agenda for today was just a brief report, hopefully from Andre, or really about the schedule for the filings, not the schedule of the proceedings. That'll be done by in conjunction with the hearing officer once the filing is made. But when do you expect Andre, the department, to make its filings in the general rate proceeding and the TAP rider proceedings?
Well, we will file them simultaneously, and it looks like in the next week or so, we're trying to get everything, do all our quality control and internal review. Yeah, early next week. So we're hopeful, you know, by the end of the week or perhaps the following Monday or Tuesday, we'll have a final filing. I was trying to sort of give everyone on our side a time because we have multiple witnesses and we're coordinating with our rate consultant. So we're always projecting, you know, basically a week or so from now, right after the Martin Luther King holiday. And it would be either the late in that week or early the following if we slip. And that will put us on schedule basically similar to the prior rate case, where we should be able to conclude everything by the end of June. And so that's our goal.
So you're talking about sometime around January 20th or 23rd for the preliminary or the advance notice. And then yes, 30 days from that, which would be mid-February, mm-hmm. would be the final notice.
Yes. And we'll try to beat that 23rd date, but okay. I think that's a conservative way to look at it.
Okay. Thank you. And then of course the 120-day rate period or rate consideration period would begin then, and that would take us to about the middle of June.
Yeah, perhaps a little later with the holidays.
And I assume we're talking about a September 1. Or should I ask you, you're talking about putting rates in effect on September 1?
Yes. So we're always aimed for that. And we should have plenty of time, you know, to get that done, particularly if we're done it by the end of June. And we'll do a TAP filing simultaneously, because the TAP filing technically doesn't take as long, because Rob and I usually work something out. And fingers crossed that we can work that out again and we can move along maybe in a staggered schedule, but nonetheless in parallel with the rate case.
Okay. So again, our hearing officer is on the call here, Marcy Chestnut, and I assume that there would be a pre-hearing conference shortly after the final notice, and at that time the participants would work out a schedule and for both evidentiary and public input, for both expert evidentiary and public input hearings. And I'll hope that you can report back to the board, if not at our February meeting, then at our March meeting. I guess looking at our schedule, looks like our February meeting scheduled for February 8th, which would actually be before the filing is.
Yes.
Is, well, we'd have the advance notice, but we wouldn't have the final notice. But anyway, we'll tentatively plan to go ahead with that February meeting. Certainly have our March meeting where we'll have the full schedule worked out. But in the meantime, you can contact me or Dan if there are any issues that come up regarding public input, the times and locations of public input hearings. Sorry, could you hold on again? I apologize.
No problem.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm all alone here today, and kids are coming home. Anyway, I apologize for that. Did any of the board members have any questions for the department or for any other participants regarding the upcoming proceedings, regarding at least the schedule?
I think you maybe confirmed it, but I just wanted to make sure. Is the department planning on in-person public meetings or Zoom or a combination?
The department anticipates Zoom meetings, but the board will tell us. And I think Marcy Chestnut also indicated that that would be her preference, but there may be some hybrid form of hearing, different other ways.
We can work that out. Let me see what demand there is.
Yeah, that'll be an issue. Yeah, I think that'll be an issue that the hearing officer will get back to us after the after meeting with the participants.
Okay, sorry, premature. Thank you.
No problem. Good question. Any other questions or comments from the members of the board? Okay. Any other matters that members of the board have to bring before the before us today? Anything from the department or the public advocate?
The department reached out to Rob Ballinger over the public advocate's office about monthly reports, and they're continuing during the course of the rate case since we'll have discovery. And Rob is conferring with his team on that.
And there you're talking about the monthly reports that we've been getting regarding TAP-ARP and some other matters. And we have been getting those every month and publishing them on our website. So you'll get back to us with report on any changes you propose to make in the
We were suggesting that we could devote more time to getting discovery responses out promptly if we put them on a hiatus, but there's no end date in the agreement. So Rob and I need to work it out.
Well, we would come back to the board to propose if there's any changes we can agree upon, just because I think it's really up to the board to tell us what it wants. But I think I have had some discussions with our consultants. So I'll be in touch with Mr. Desant and we'll see where we are and hopefully come back with something.
Okay, and again, just to remind the board, that was a requirement that was placed in the last rate proceeding for the department to provide us with monthly reports regarding a number of issues, particularly revolving around the participation in the TAP program and a few other issues. We've been getting those reports, and Stephen has been posting them monthly on the website. And I guess the question is, how long do we want to continue to get those reports, and if so, at what frequency? Did you have any other anything else to report for the department?
Nothing more. That's it for us.
Nothing for me, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. In that case. Anyone else who's on the call, any members of the public wouldn't wish to make any comments or ask any questions at this time? Okay, I see you have your hand raised, Mr. Skandalewski.
Yes, hi. This is difficult for me to try to. Can you hear me now?
Yes. I can hear you.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say on the record publicly that my intent has always been to have a reasonable, fair, and equitable resolution to the matters. Regardless that Ward Council says there are no matters open, there are, in fact, matters open. And the key here, I come from a career where accountability, transparency, and review is 24 hours a day. Okay? And I also come from a career of 45 years plus in disability advocacy. Okay? I am used to dealing with facts, evidence, conduct, and decision making. Okay? And I have been denied, not in this form, denied access to the kinds of services of ethics and integrity review that the city has to offer. And specifically, and I know everybody knows because they have it in front of them, of an edict, a declaration shared by and directed to me by Board Council, that they will take no more, any and all, a request for review.
That do you has have any matters to involving that? I apologize for interrupting. Do you have anything specific today that you wanted to address that's before the board?
Thing. Yeah, the specific thing is, if you're comfortable, any of us on the board, Board Council, any people involved in this project, if you're comfortable with your decisions in private, you must be comfortable with them made public. That's what I've always lived by. That's what you, Mr. Chairman, and everybody participating in this process. And I will not have Board Council, when I shared that with him years ago, said I was threatening him. Your council, a lot of council here, First Amendment, you got that in law school. Okay? So please make sure, even though I keep telling Board Council, I'm looking for a reasonable, fair, and equitable resolution. And the other thing is,
thank you, because we will abide by the rules that apply to us, the sunshine rules, and we as a board must make all of our decisions in public at meetings like this one, and we will continue to do so.
I'm going to talk about sharing. But 1 second, I'm almost finished. Let me make it clear. Please, you can afford me one more statement. Miss McCarty's operation out here nearly 14 years ago was unprofessional, incompetent, and reckless. Okay? And that will be shared all over the city. If you can stand there and ignore the things, that's fine. That's what your rules are. Just want to let you know.
Okay. Well, I'll give her an opportunity to respond if you wish, Miss McCarty. What? I'll give her an opportunity to respond, but she doesn't have to. But that's, I appreciate it. And to the extent that you raise matters that are relevant to the upcoming proceeding, then they will be addressed.
Well, they would be. If it affects water rate and sewer rates, when she doesn't properly investigate the cause of a leakage, and then 2 years later, I have to bring her back, and then she admits to the water department's lateral failure, that affects rates. Mr.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Right?
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Okay, are there any other matters to bring before the board or any other comments that any members of the board would like to make?
Upset.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any other members of the public who have any comments they'd like to make at this time? Any other matters to be brought before the board by the members of the board? I'll ask for a motion to adjourn, and we are scheduled to meet again on February 8th at 3 p.m.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to make the motion to adjourn.
Okay, thank you very much, Mac. Do you have a second?
Second.
Oh, Tony made the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No? Okay. Thank you very much. And we will meet again in February. And a happy new year to a healthy new year to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
New Year.